Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Morning, James. I'm doing just fine.
Good deal. Well, we've got some... It's going to get a little colder throughout the day, but this kind of feels like May, honestly.
I mean, yesterday was tremendous. You know, you don't know how to dress anymore.
No, it was great, though. I loved being able to get some projects done outside and that sort of thing.
A little humid, but that's okay.
I like it. I like the...
Better than the freezing cold blowing... You know,
exactly. Now, the humidity means our lights don't work in the building, but, you know, it's the price we pay, so it's fun. We are going to have a pretty decent day today. So, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on in Coffeeville. We were just talking about the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up this weekend, so that's going to be exciting. But
looking forward to that
one. Yeah. So. What else do we have going on in the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening?
Well, we've got, you know, a few things. We're kind of in the design phase on a few of our projects. The UP Park, we're waiting on a design to come back from that. And then the Midland, getting to the point where we're getting ready to pick carpeting and colors and everything for the front of house. So that's extremely exciting. So we're looking forward to that. Other than that, I wanted to, you know, thank everyone for the February Love the Midland Month, all the fundraisers that were going on for us. We did have check presentations last week and had some photo ops with the International Association of Firefighters, the local 265. They had their fundraiser for the Tulsa Oiler Night, where you could buy tickets and everything. And they presented us a check with $516. So that's great.
Great.
And then right after that, Wayward Sons Coffee. So we appreciate everybody that bought the coffee in February and sponsors of the Love the Midland campaign there, which was James and Sandra Cantrell, Miranda up at Echelon's Architect and Design, Mike and Leslie Avey, Brandon and Brooke Dana, I think is how you pronounce her name, and Ron and Lydia Bryce. So they presented a check with $2,600, which was fantastic. So a lot of coffee sold and Midland benefits. So we appreciate everything that everybody does in the community to help us out there. But the one big thing I want to kind of talk about today is this Coffeeville's Innovation Lab for Youth that we've got going on. This was a grant that was awarded from Network Kansas for $10,000. And here, I'll give you that.
Did not mean to hit the space bar there. The occupational hazard here.
Right. So I should have done that before. But you're anyway, this was a grant from Network Kansas, and the grant funders were Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, the Kansas Health Foundation, and the Kauffman Foundation. Awarded us $10,000. We have put together this workshop for boys and girls 8 to 10, and it's more of a STEM-based workshop. The kids will come in. We'll have totes of random things in this tote, and they're going to build something out of those. So use their imagination and figure something out. And then at the end of the workshop, they'll be printing on 3D printers. So something that they picked, designed, or whatever. So it's going to be great. We're very limited. We're only taking 48 kids. It's 12 kids per session. We have four sessions going on. They start April 15th, which is a Saturday, and then April 22nd.
And then that's the next Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. That's great.
So we have a morning class with the girls and an afternoon class with the boys on the 15th, and on the 22nd it reverses. So we've already, one of the sessions is already, I think we only have five left, might be four.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
So yeah, but so go on you know, coffeevillefoundation.org, and you can register there, or it's out on Facebook, so just get registered if you want to go. It's free, so it ought to be fun couple weekends.
That's great. And yep. So yeah, go ahead and get on that now, because it sounds like it's filling up. And you know, the thing about 3D printing, which people don't realize, is there are so many little tiny kind of cottage industries that have sprung up, and I have actually myself purchased several different items. For instance, there are people you know, get really creative and make their own little specialty stores supplying items that no longer exist. Like, I've actually gotten car parts where they printed, yep. Honest to goodness, different bushings and that sort of thing that aren't made anymore. In addition, I was actually just emailing a guy here for a microphone that I have. I want a custom. They're called mic flags, but he actually makes them out of, they're 3D printed out of plastic. They look like they're metal. Wow. And it's really good. He does fantastic work. And so, you know, you never know. Something like this could spark some interest and plant a seed there and allow people to get creative and make some money. Because with the world and internet and everything, depending on your interests, you can find a little niche there where you are supplying a product that that really meets a need.
And you know, there's always a need out there, right? You know that they've got the 3D printers now that you can print a house, right?
Yeah,
and then I guess the 3D printer comes with the house, and you can print your own parts and things that when something breaks. That's really interesting to me to watch something that huge. But
there's a really, really neat stuff for fabrication that you can come up with. So I think this is a great event, exposing the kids to something.
I think this is a great age group too, to get them interested in this. So.
Absolutely.
We'd like to get a few more grants and do a few more of these and see where it goes. So
yeah, and they get to take that that little 3D printed object home. So
that's right.
Fun little souvenir.
I know my daughter-in-law said that one of her students had printed her some pencil earrings and gave to her because she's a teacher. So there's just a lot of things you can do with it. So
that's great.
We look forward to having that.
That's very good.
And that'll be at Reawakening headquarters. We've already started getting the printers in, and so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, no, that is going to be a good event. So yeah, if you're looking for something that the kids can do, this is great, coming up mid-month next month.
Yes.
So about a month away from that. So
yep, so
well, good
get
deal.
Registered.
Get registered, and you're going to go to coffeevillefoundation.org and
right.
And take care of that.
Okay.
Well, Denise, anything else you want to bring to our attention here today?
Not that I can think of this morning. That
okay.
was about it. All I had. So.
Well, that's great.
I'm sure I'm missing about 10 things. But
no worries. Well, may see you around at the Farm and Home Show. It's
right.
going to be a good time.
Okay.
So,
thanks, James.
All right. Yeah, we're getting ready for it. And, hey, we're getting ready for Open Line. That's coming up here in just a few minutes in the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We got plenty of Open Line on the way. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We will be back here in just a couple of moments.